Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
You know something? We've been talking about restaurants in the last couple of programs. More specifically, we've been talking about Serena Ma and her restaurant in New York called The Horse's Mouth. What a name for a restaurant. Boy, that makes me hungry. I want to go there to have some horse steaks.
Yeah, we're talking to a restaurateur, Serena Ma, who told us about her background. She grew up working in her grandparents' restaurant in Tainan and really decided that that's what she wanted to do when she grew up. She knew how hard it was going to be because she helped out so much while she was young and in high school, she was there quite a bit. So today we're actually going to look at kind of a fake review. It's not real. One of the things that restaurateurs and executive chefs are always afraid of are those newspaper reviews or magazine reviews. Nowadays, a lot of the critics are doing their reviews online. So someone comes and they're usually anonymous. You don't know they're a critic. Most good critics have tried to hide their identity, especially the Michelin Guide, which is the big critic, you know. They will have two people come in, and they have a system, but that is super secret. They don't want the restaurant to figure out that they're from the Michelin Guide to do a review. So anyway, this is an anonymous reviewer. We don't know who wrote this, but these are some of the things a critic might look at if they came to a restaurant. Let's see how good or how bad this review was.
Okay, so let's get to it. Let's listen to today's lesson from top to bottom. This week, our anonymous reviewer visited the Horse's Mouth in Midtown. First impressions. The restaurant blends classic Chinese decor with some of the more modern trends in interior design. The latter is not noticeable at first, but it soon becomes apparent. For example, there are hidden spaces underneath the tables that contain outlets for most types of smartphones. This means you can charge your phone while keeping it out of the way during the meal. The traditional music played in the background is subtle. The restaurant evokes a Chinese style without going overboard. Food. We followed the chef's recommendations on the menu and ordered drunken chicken as an appetizer. This was followed by a number of shared dishes, including Japanese oyster motoyaki and ants climbing a tree. The latter consists of ground meat served on a helping of bean noodles. All the dishes were excellent, though the noodles were too spicy for my liking. Staff. Our server was polite and helpful, especially when it came to explaining unfamiliar dishes. She was always on hand if we needed anything and checked on us several times. There was a slight delay in getting the bill, but that is only a minor criticism. Overall conclusion. An excellent restaurant and overall dining experience. However, as good as the food was, this isn't the best choice for an intimate dinner for two, simply because the menu wasn't created for smaller parties. On the other hand, the Horse's Mouth is perfect for large groups and families. Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. It's Unit 11, and this is a review of The Horse's Mouth. And you mentioned this earlier in the program, that restaurants count on reviews
for survival.
You've got to have a review and a good one posted online somewhere so that people know about you.
Yeah.
And so that people can actually go there and recommend you to their friends.
So this is an anonymous reviewer, which means we don't know who actually wrote this review.
No, we don't know, but the restaurant did not know who was going there at the time either.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been just any customer off of the street.
Could have been.
But if you're running a restaurant, of course, you have to treat every customer as if they are a reviewer coming in.
True.
So try your best to give them great service and serve the best food to them. But in any case, yes, our anonymous reviewer visited the Horse's Mouth in Midtown, which is a section of New York, right? That's like Midtown Manhattan, right, as opposed to downtown. Mm-hmm. That's where all the tall buildings are there in Midtown there. Grand Central Station's there, et cetera, et cetera. I suppose the rents there are very high, so if you want to be successful there, you've got to do a good job. So here's what the reviewer said. This is the reviewer's first impressions. The restaurant blends classic Chinese decor with some of the more modern trends in interior design. So again, these are the first impressions, basically how you feel about something or someone the first time you meet this place or the first time you go to this place. Of course, you know, if you want to get a job, you want to give a first impression or a good impression to the interviewer to increase your chances of getting hired. But in any case, yes, when you first go in a restaurant, how does it make you feel like within the first, say, 30 seconds of going into the door? How does it make you feel? What are your impressions of the place?
Yeah, there's a word we use for that to talk about how it feels, the environment, the atmosphere, is the ambiance. What's the ambiance like? Is it romantic? Is it family friendly? What's it like? So they have classic Chinese decor, but they also have added some more modern trends in interior design. The latter is not noticeable at first. So the latter would be the last thing mentioned, and that's the modern trends in interior design. So what's modern about the decor or the decoration? Well, you don't notice it at first, but it soon becomes apparent. It soon becomes really obvious, you could say. For example, there are hidden spaces underneath the tables that contain outlets for most types of smartphones. An outlet is a place that you can charge, recharge your phone. So I'm glad that they, you know, give you a place to recharge your phone, but I would actually like to have my phone just put away completely if I could. I would charge it, but I definitely don't want to eat dinner with someone who's looking at their phone. I hate that. Put your phone away during dinner. Oh, my gosh. But that's helpful. They're hidden spaces, and so it's probably out of eyesight, probably underneath the table that you can plug it into the outlet. So this means you can charge your phone while keeping it out of the way during the meal.
Indeed. So I guess some people would find that convenient, but most people, at least here in Taiwan, keep those phones out on the table in front of them. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of unique here to have a space underneath the table to put your phone in, and there's an outlet there so you could charge the phone. I suppose that's very convenient. And also, the reviewer here goes on to say, the traditional music played in the background is subtle. Hmm. The restaurant evokes a Chinese style without going overboard. And I should say this about Chinese restaurants in the USA. Sometimes they go overboard with that Chinese thing. They kind of, you know, have all the chairs and the decorations and the ceiling and lanterns. Everything is in a Chinese style. They basically overdo it, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that might be what Americans are expecting, because I've lived in Taiwan, so I kind of know what the Chinese thing is all about, so I don't really need that. So who knows, maybe that's for the customers there. But there is such a thing as going overboard. It is possible to have too much of a good thing. But here they're saying that, well, it doesn't go overboard. There isn't too much of that stuff. And the traditional music, which would be like maybe traditional Chinese music, you know, the zither or the peepa or whatever, that's playing in the background, but it's subtle. It's not really loud. It's not bowling you over. Subtle means it's just hardly able to be noticed. Okay, it's there. You can notice it if you look for it. But if you're not paying attention, you don't really notice it.
To evoke means to bring kind of a memory or a feeling into your mind. And so this evokes or brings this Chinese style into someone's mind, thinking, oh, this must be what it's like in China. I've never been there, but ooh, I kind of like this. Without it being forced down their throat or too much where it's a little bit tacky. The opposite of classy is the word tacky, T-A-C-K-Y. And you can have tacky clothes, a tacky house, a tacky way of speaking. Just be classy.
Exactly. So, yes, it's subtle, but it doesn't go overboard.
No.
Yes, it does have a Chinese feel to it, but it's not, you know, bowling you over as if you're walking in, you know, the Forbidden City in Beijing or something like that. It's a nice little experience. So that's the first impressions that the reviewer has.
Nice.
Now, moving on here, we're going to talk about food here. That's also extremely important.
Yes.
That's why you go to a restaurant to eat. And we followed the chef's recommendations on the menu and ordered drunken chicken as an appetizer. So, yes, they have the chef recommendations. It could be the chef herself coming out to talk to them at the table. Well, I recommend this. You should try this. This is our specialty. Most of our customers like this dish. They always have nice things to say about it. But it could also be written somewhere on the menu, or it could be the day's special or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, they followed the chef's recommendations on the menu. So indeed, recommendations, of course, are what the chef or somebody else says that you should have. That's what they are recommending, and recommendation here is the noun form. And again, these were in the menu, and so they had this dish, drunken chicken, which, gee, I can't think of the Chinese name for that right now, but I'm sure you all know what this means.
It's something like sanbei something.
I think it's zuiji or something like that, but sanbeiji is something else.
Sanbeiji,
I think they say a three cups chicken.
I think that's what I had.
And zuiji is drunken chicken.
But mine was pretty drunken when I had mine.
Yeah, I thought that when you cooked with alcohol that the alcohol evaporates.
No, not necessarily.
But I guess this is not one of this is not a dish that I'm familiar with. But in any case, this was an appetizer, not the main dish.
Mm-mm.
It's just what you eat at the beginning. Lots of restaurants, of course, serve appetizers, maybe a plate of tofu or something, or a sliced cucumber or something like that. Those would be appetizers.
And this was followed by a number of shared dishes. In America, we don't share dishes. We each order individual plates. But one of the things I like about Chinese food is we share dishes. You can get a taste of lots of different things. They've got one shared dish that was a Japanese oyster motoyaki and one called ants climbing a tree. One of the difficult things for me is when I go to a Chinese restaurant and I look at the menu and it's in Chinese and I can read a lot of the characters, but I would have no idea what ants climbing a tree was actually describing. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful name for a dish, guys. But yeah, unless there's a little description kind of explaining what that is, it's hard to know. Especially at wedding buffets, they'll have these very fancy menus with these weird titles, and I'll think, what is that? But, you know, of course, the Taiwanese folks all know because they've grown up here.
Sure.
And those are pretty famous titles. They're very colorful. Well, the latter, which is the ants climbing a tree, consists of ground meat, meat that's been chopped up very finely as ground meat, served on a helping of bean noodles. That sounds delicious. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually like ants climbing on a tree. And all the dishes were excellent, though the noodles were too spicy for my liking. That's one of the things that a critic will need to be careful of, because not everybody likes spicy, or some people love spicy. So if I saw this, I would go, too spicy. Never too spicy. I love spicy. So I would kind of ignore that part of the review. But it looks like overall that the reviewer liked the food.
Yeah, that's subjective, of course. This is how the reviewer likes the food. The food here is too spicy for the reviewer. So the reviewer said that they were too spicy. But yeah, other people might not have a problem with that.
No.
And the next item on the review is about the staff.
Uh-huh.
Remember, that's all of the people who work there. The receptionist, the waiters and
the
waitresses,
hostess.
The hostess, etc., the chefs and all that kind of stuff, all collected together. So you can never, ever add an S to this word. Well, sometimes you can, but for most purposes,
not unless you're talking about staff from different companies or completely different locations. But
right.
Don't say staffs, guys. You just say a person on my staff or a person working for me. That's a hard one for people in business here in Taiwan. Everyone says staffs.
Yeah, it's hard to get. Yeah, I didn't want to say it's never without an S, but for most situations, you're probably not going to need the S there.
True.
There are 50 staff working at my company.
Or 50 people on staff, you could.
You could say that as well. But in any case here, our server was polite and helpful. So that's the person who brings the food to you. Your server could also be called your waiter or your waitress.
Uh-huh.
Although I think server is kind of replacing those terms now, I guess. And this server was polite and helpful, especially when it came to explaining unfamiliar dishes.
Cool.
So when it involved an explanation, the server was very polite and helpful. They weren't rude. Oh, don't you know what that is? Don't ask me. If you don't know what it is, don't come here. No, the server was not rude like that at all. The server was very helpful. Probably realized, yes, some of you may not know what these things are. What the heck is ants climbing up a tree? How about the Buddha jumps over the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you explain that to somebody who doesn't know what the heck that
or there's,
is?
There's some dish that is called like the dancing legs or something, and it's delicious. I loved it, but I didn't know what that was. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's nice if they're polite and they can explain it for you. So here, the server was always on hand. She was always there. She was always available if we needed anything, like if we dropped a chopstick on the floor, you know, she was there to give us a new one. And she checked on us several times. Is everything okay here? Do you need anything else? Would you like some more rice? Would you like some more water? And things like that.
There was a slight delay in getting the bill, but that is only a minor criticism. Yeah, sometimes your server's busy checking on other customers or working with other tables, and they might not see you, kind of raise your hand like, I want the check. And that's what we usually say in America. Can I have my check or can I have the check? A criticism is when you express disapproval or unhappiness about something that you consider to be a fault or a mistake someone's made. But it's only a minor criticism, the reviewer says. So in other words, it was not a big deal. But yeah, there was a little bit of a delay. If you're in a real hurry or a rush, I just encourage you to tell your server before you even order food that you need to get out quickly. That's what I do. So overall conclusion, an excellent restaurant, an overall dining experience. However, as good as the food was, this isn't the best choice for an intimate dinner for two, simply because the menu wasn't created for smaller parties. So it sounds like a place to take bigger groups of people. It's not one of those, you know, candlelit, romantic dinner kind of places that you would take your girlfriend or boyfriend and maybe propose to them there. This isn't quite the place. Intimate means you feel like it's kind of private. You have a feeling that you could just, express yourself and not everybody's listening and it's quiet. And typically it's romantic if you're trying to have an intimate dinner for two.
Yeah, I think that's a characteristic of most Chinese restaurants, at least in my experience.
Yeah, me too.
They're designed for large groups of people because, my goodness, there are all sorts of different kinds of food to try, so you can all share.
Yeah.
Put it in the middle there, and everybody try some. So, yes, if you want to have an intimate dinner for two, maybe you should consider an Italian dinner or something like that, or I think even Japanese might be a choice for you as well. It depends on you, of course. But in any case, the menu is not created for smaller parties. It's created for larger parties, at least in this particular restaurant. And on the other hand, the Horse's Mouth is perfect for large groups and families, as you said. So yes, bring the whole family down. Maybe you can bring your whole company down and have a really whoopin' good time having lots of traditional Taiwanese food with some other kinds from different parts of China as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Let's hear from our Chinese teacher now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们从今天的文章第一句开始看起。This week, our anonymous reviewer visited the Horse's Mouth in Midtown. 那么在这一周呢，我们有一位匿名的评论家探访了这一家马嘴餐厅。Anonymous 在这里当作形容词，指的就是匿名的。如果我说我们收到了一封匿名信，你就可以说 We received an anonymous letter. 那么在这里他是一个匿名的评论家去探访餐厅，首先是他的第一印象 First Impressions。 这里提到 The restaurant blends classic Chinese decor with some of the more modern trends in interior design。 这家餐厅呢，他用一种经典中式的装潢风格当中又混合了一些呢室内设计当中比较现代的风潮。我们先来看这一句的动词 blend。 Blend A with B， 也就是把 A 跟 B 混合在一起。比如说我们把奶油跟糖混合在一起，就可以说 to blend butter with sugar， 或者你也可以说 to blend butter and sugar together。而这个餐厅呢，则是把这些 classic Chinese decor 经典的中式装潢混合了一些比较现代的潮流 trends。 那么呢，室内装潢就叫做 interior design。同样在 First Impressions 的最后一句话提到 The traditional music played in the background is subtle。The restaurant evokes a Chinese style without going overboard。 在这里提到呢，在背后背景音乐播放呢是非常的 subtle。 Subtle 有一种隐隐约约或者是微微的不明显的，所以这样的音乐并不会太吵。而这个餐厅呢也塑造出一种中国风而不会太过分。Evoke 在这里当作动词，有唤醒记忆或引起怎么样的情感的意思。举例来说，那部旧的电影唤起了我童年的记忆，你就可以说 That old movie evoked memories of my childhood。 接着它的食物是如何呢？在这里提到 We followed the chef's recommendations on the menu and ordered drunken chicken as an appetizer。所以他们遵循着主厨的推荐点了一道醉鸡。 Recommendation 在这里呢，我们常常到餐厅里面会请服务生帮我们做一些推荐，那么在这里就可以是名词 recommendation。 举个例子来说，你也可以透过某人的推荐能够得到工作。 He gave her the job on her uncle's recommendation。也就是说，经过呢叔父的介绍，他给了他这份工作。而呢，他们点的是醉鸡，英文就称之为 drunken chicken。后面的 appetizer 则是指开胃菜的意思。同学还记得吗？你的胃口叫做 appetite。appetite， 而 appetizer 就是开胃菜的意思。员工的部分如何呢？在员工的这一段当中的第二个句子提到 She was always on hand if we needed anything and checked on us several times。 在这里提的是那一位女服务生 waitress， 她总是呢在场，然后如果我们有需要东西她就在旁边，然后也会来巡视我们这一桌好几次。On hand 有在手边的意思，另外一个意思也就是指在现场。如果我说 Please be on hand at 12:30 sharp， 指的就是请你12点半要准时在场。最后是一个 overall conclusion， 整体的印象如何呢？我们来看到第一句提到 An excellent restaurant and overall dining experience， 是一家很棒的餐厅，然后是一个很整体的用餐的经验。后面的句子则是有一点点的小抱怨，他说到 However, as good as the food was, this isn't the best choice for an intimate dinner for two, simply because the menu wasn't created for smaller parties. However, 是一个语气上的转折，然而啊，尽管这个食物很好，在这里的 as 要解释成为尽管，但是呢却不是一个亲密晚餐，两人亲密晚餐的最佳选择，因为呢菜单里面的菜并不是为较少人的团体所开发的。 我们来看一下 intimate 这个形容词有亲密的意思。如果你跟某人的关系很密切，你就可以说 have an intimate relationship with somebody。与某人的来往很密切，你也可以说 be on intimate terms with somebody。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, here are our discussion questions. Here's the first one. What is a great restaurant you've been to, and why did you like it so much?
Well, I'm going to mention probably my favorite restaurant in New York City, and that's Peter Luger's. It's a steakhouse. It's not even in Manhattan. You have to go to Brooklyn, but it's the best steak I've ever had in my life. And it's interesting because you have to pay cash.And my boss took a team of us out there because we'd done a good job on something. And he thought he was going to use his credit card. He didn't know.
Oh.
I was the only one who had cash that night on me. So I paid for dinner. It was kind of funny because I probably made less than the other people at the table who are all partners. But yeah, boy.
You saved the day there, huh?
Yeah, but it was delicious.
Hopefully they paid you back.
Oh, I got a tip on top of that, just for being there with cash at the time.
Super.
So what about you? Do you have a great restaurant you love?
Well, there's a restaurant in Gongguan that my wife and my daughter always go to together. I guess it's not a really luxurious restaurant.
It doesn't matter. What is it?
But the food is tasty.
Yeah.
It's called Amei, and it's right there in the market there.
Yeah.
And we go there quite frequently, and we, you know the staff. They know us.
Oh,
so we
I love
always
that.
Have a good time there. And it seems like everybody else there is having a great time, too. So what a great place to go to have a nice meal after a long, hard day of work or school. Here's another question. Have you ever been disappointed by a restaurant and why?
we were just talking about this during the break. With the same firm, we had a year-end party and we went to a really expensive French restaurant. It took 3 hours to get through the meal, but by the time we finished, I was starving. The serving sizes were so tiny. Most of the people there were drinking wine. I don't drink, so I was just hungry. So I went to McDonald's after we got finished
with
that dinner.
That's a big insult to French food. But for me, anyway, I think we went out to a restaurant in Wanli once, and that was the worst bowl of fried rice I ever had in my life. I think fried rice, you have to refrigerate it for a day or so. I don't even think they bothered refrigerating it. They just took it straight from the rice cooker and cooked it up. It was awful. But, you know, this happens every once in a while. We all have a bad meal. And a restaurant we're never going to go to again as long as we live. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to say goodbye. So thank you so much for joining us. And please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.